This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Now, you would think after all these years, I'd be immune to politicians saying one thing to get elected and immediately doing the opposite when in office. But you know, when President Trump was sworn in, his actions were pretty much exactly like he said they would be during the campaign. Maybe that's why I had some hope. Well, as we all know, we're back to politics as usual with President Biden. You know, all we heard from him on the campaign trail was COVID, 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 and what a terrible job President Trump was doing managing the pandemic. He complained about everything that was done and told us he, the great Savior Biden, had the answer for the COVID pandemic and that if elected, it would be his job number one to stop the pandemic in its tracks. But voila, as usual, he now comes out and says, well, there's little that can be done to slow the COVID pandemic. What about his great plan? What about him stopping the pandemic as job number one? Well, as usual, it was just talk, and poppy talk at that. He had no plan whatsoever and appears to just be following the plan already put in place by the outgoing Trump administration. Oh, and remember, COVID-19 was my quote-unquote first priority in office. Well, that turned out not to be true as well. Nope. His first priority in office was to rush into the Oval Office and sign a pile of presidential orders to simply undo anything and everything President Trump had accomplished. Let's make it okay for males to play in female sports. Check. Let's cancel the Keystone Pipeline. Check. Let's let transgenders back into the military. Check. And on. That was his first priority. When it came to the COVID pandemic, well, our new president informs us it will be a very dark winter because there really isn't anything he can do about it. Check. And what about that big unity speech he gave at his inauguration? Oh, yeah, we'll work with everyone, Republican, Democrat, or Independent. I'll represent them all as we bring America back together again and stop the radical politics. Oh, by the way, go ahead and impeach President Trump, even though he's no longer in office. Bring America back together again. Check. Well, by golly, the workers' unions, they were all in favor of President Biden. They threw millions of dollars into his campaign and worked tirelessly to make sure he became our next president. Yep, and President Biden promised them he was a union man from Scranton. He was one of them and would watch out for their well-being when he's in president and make America a better place for all of their members. Then, with a stroke of a pen in his first hours, well, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline and threw millions of them out of work just like that. Take care of the unions. Check. Finally, everyone is required to wear a mask on federal property because that's how we're going to kill the virus. Then you go to the Lincoln Memorial and parade around without a mask. Follow the rules and stop the spread. Check. Last but not least, when asked a tough question by a reporter, he responded as you would expect. Come on, man. Remember his new transparent administration? Check. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.